been going for lots of walks. Yeah.
Why is that?
Trying to lose weight. Kieran always wants to go for walks.
Do you get your heart rate up?
Try to.
Do you break a sweat? Do you get on? You know what is big at the moment? The Peloton.
Oh, yeah. It's an exercise bike, isn't it?
With a couple of TVs and you can ride against people all around the world.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm just saying.
I tell you, though, I saw a new trend. A guy, I've seen him twice now, barefoot running. He runs in the park barefoot.
On grass?
Yeah, on grass. On bits of grass and dirt. But I couldn't imagine. Surely it'd just be like this. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, no. God. Oh, dog poo. Who's got a stick? That'd be me. Oh, Bindi. Oh. I'd last about 10 metres.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But having said that, isn't reflexology stimulating parts of the feet?
Yeah.
So
acupuncture.
So, yeah. Therefore, if you stimulate your feet on grass or sand or something, it's got to be good for it. I mean, I've seen people do it on the beach.
The beach is fine, but just run around parks. There's like grass and...
And have you ever stopped him and gone...
No, he looks very determined. He looks unhappy, but determined.
Who's the guy that... What's her name? Katie Lang? Does she wear... Did she wear shoes?
Yeah, yeah. No shoe wearer.
Tim Minchin's
no shoes. Yeah, isn't it funny? People that wear no shoes.
Is Tim Minchin no shoes?
Yeah, he's no shoes. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what started that. He probably once he takes his shoe off, because he wears his hair and a bit of makeup, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's his character.
Sort of dreads and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, when his shoes are off, he's connected. Maybe it connects him with the earth more.
Well, maybe, but I mean, you go up to like Byron Bay and that. I remember Mullumbimby, a lot of people no shoes in the main street, you know, because the hippies, no shoes.
Yeah.
There was one couple, the bloke, no shoes, the woman, socks.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I was in the supermarket the other day and someone came in and they had no shoes on, just bare feet.
Yeah, but I think beachside...
This was in the suburbs.
Oh, wow.
So you're kind of going, I guess it's fair enough.
Well, I mean, you see it down the beach, don't you? People walk into shops and stuff with no shoes.
Yeah.
But I remember I talked to a guy who owned 5 McDonald's in Bendigo. 5. I think it was 5. Anyway, and he...
What would he do? Just go around from next... Keep on going around.
A full-on job.
Do you reckon he would have, like, do you reckon he would say to his kids, what do you want for dinner? And the kids would go, you're not having McDonald's. For fuck's sake, Dad, you've got 5 of them.
5 of them. The guys that own McDonald's, I think it's pretty full on because you're managing a teenage workforce for a start, and you've got to go from McDonald's to McDonald's. He said he spent a lot of time in the car driving from the different Mac.
But you just go through the drive-thru. You go through the drive-thru. Oh, yeah. How's it going in there? Oh, the boss is coming through the drive-thru.
I think there's a lot of kind of filling in and maintenance work and stuff they have to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, he said, so he met his wife in England and they moved to Bendigo, right?
Right.
And he said she was a real Londoner. And I said, what was the biggest culture shock? And he said, she couldn't believe how many people wore no shoes in Bendigo.
In Bendigo, because Bendigo can be cold.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, that's right. Why are you wearing no shoes in Bendigo?
It's a bit of a statement, though. You are making it an open. You are making
you
a
are.
Statement. You are going.
You are.
It's a bit like when you wear pants that fall down a little bit. You're making a statement that you're a member of a gang in prison.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you have no belt on and your pants fell down.
Yeah, because you can't hang yourself in prison. That's right.
I went to the podiatrist,
mm-hmm.
And she said you have very soft skin on your feet. I've got like baby feet.
It's interesting because you would walk on the beach.
You would imagine that I, being the legendary surfer who surfs all around the world, would have hard feet. Because a friend of mine had really tough. Because your feet, it's that real callousy feel about. But mine is just like baby soft.
Oh, soft.
Would you like to touch them?
No, I'll be right. But I know what you mean. It's like when you shake someone's hand who works in a job where they're working
yeah, that's
with
right.
Their hands.
You can feel the calluses, can't
you?
Yeah,
yeah. Shake our hands, it's like baby feet.
But I must admit, I pride myself in being able to walk over the rocks, but also doing it carrying a surfboard or doing that where you just I can do it with my hands in my pocket sometimes.
Yeah, right.
And you're going, not a smart thing to do because you fall over, and it's easy to fall over with no shoes on, you know.
Yeah, I know, but. Yeah, I don't know. My kids walk around the house in bare feet. And we've got cat. There's like cat litter. There's dirt. I just like, oh. But my nana used to wear no shoes in the house.
What do you wear in the house?
Birkenstock. The Birkenstock.
Yeah, see, what time of the... That's all day.
Yeah, all day.
Because I will, during the day, I'm just trying to think.
Do you wear bare feet in the house?
No.
No.
I'll wear a sock or I'll wear slippers, but I don't like putting the slippers on too early day because it does give off a slothful.
A relaxing kind of.
Yeah, and if you go into someone's house and they're wearing slippers, you're going, creepy.
Yeah, what's happening?
You're just hanging around
all day.
What about
the Birkenstock with a sock? That's what I wear.
No.
And then sometimes I'll just drive up the shops. Drive up the shops with them on.
Yeah, no. But Birkenstock are quite fashionable at the moment. So you're on trend.
Yeah.
But I reckon next time you're down the park,
yeah,
go to the op shop, right?
Yeah.
Go buy an old pair of runners and go, mate, come over here.
Yeah, I got a present for you.
Come on, put your foot up.
Got some Nikes.
Put your foot up. And you're going to try this. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're not going to feel anything under your feet. You're going to have a great... And he'll love you for it. In fact, just wear one and then try. Have 1 foot on, 1 foot off and just see what happens.
Or just throw a pair of socks at him. Have a go at those.
Yeah, have a go. Have a
some
go
sockets.
Those. Yeah.
Some of my Pilates socks. They have little grips on the bottom.
But he will be a calloused guy.
Oh, he's... Yeah. He's obviously building up to something, I reckon. He's building up to some kind of Antarctica run or...
Well,
stop you and ask him.
Who was it that invented barefoot bowling?
Mick Malloy?
Well, a friend of mine maintains he invented it. A friend of mine,
course.
Dave. He invented it. Dave listens in, by the way.
I met Dave outside an op shop once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was waiting to...
But he maintains he invented barefoot bowling.
He just started talking to me. I talked to him about 10 minutes and he goes, I know Glenn Robbins. I know... He's just been to some back specialist. He goes, I know Glenn Robbins. And I go, what's your name? He goes, Dave. I go, are you Dave the Rave? I remember seeing him do stand-up over 30 years ago.
Well.
He was a stand-up, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And he used to do the buses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he likes to listen to this podcast in the bath.
Oh, wow. Hello.
So adjust your dress accordingly. Is that bit related to that bit? I don't know. Somehow related.
Dave's in the bath. We need some music for that thought.
Somehow related now. Please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Here we are. We got two topics. You got to work out how they're related. It's pretty simple.
It's a very good. Some have said TV show. We should do it as a TV show.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll bring the cameras here to the pub and film.
I don't know how you do it as a TV show. I really don't, because it all happens in the moment.
We could film it here at the pub, and we'll get Sam Pang behind the bar like Trevor Marmalade on the footy show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And he can make
those
smart-ass comments.
Yeah, yes.
You reckon you blokes are interesting? You know, stuff
he
like
would,
that.
And he'd have a title like he would be the academic or the genius You know.
And then we can rope in Kitty Flanagan can be a delivery person. She can come in with, make comments.
This is great.
More like a sitcom.
Yeah.
We should get our topics.
Yeah, maybe we should.
What are they, Sam?
Cordial and gorillas.
Gee.
Who would have thought? This is a good one. Sam's done well because...
I love a bit of cordial. You,
are you a...
Drinking cordial right now.
I reckon when you were growing up, if you went round to someone's house after school, they were either cordial people or lemonade people.
Oh, absolutely. And we were lemonade people. Yeah.
I reckon we were cordial people. I don't think we had much lemonade in our house.
We got the lemonade delivery.
Oh, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we love delivery.
Yeah, you had Loy's. Was it Loy's?
Crystal Drinks. Yeah. Loy's were big.
Yeah.
They had different Noddies in Geelong. They had different kind
Mosleys,
of... There were Shelley's.
Yeah,
Mosley, there was... Yeah. Anyway, but we...
What
we,
is cordial?
It's just diluted syrup and flavouring, isn't it? Like a syrup. It's like a syrup.
Because I remember I was around at Brian Evans's place and I said, have you got any cordial? And he said, we've got some in the fridge. So I went stupidly... Went to the fridge, pulled the cordial bottle out, didn't realise it wasn't diluted, and poured a whole glass of cordial into the glass, and then drank a whole...
Oh, no.
It was like mainlining heroin. It was it blew my head
off.
What
flavour?
Orange. What are the flavours?
Cooler, which is lime.
Is it green?
Yeah, that was a good one. Ooh.
What else is there? Lemon?
50-50.
Oh, 50. Oh, you're good. What was 50-50?
What was 50-50? Was it lemon and orange? I always sort of balked at 50-50. Like, oh, 50.
It's not the real deal. You know, give me the whole lot.
I like lime cordial.
I must admit, when we used to go to the Anglesey Cinema, and it was in the middle of summer, no air conditioning in the local hall, and they would have cups of cordial for 20 cents. Oh God, I'm sounding like the start of my start of my book.
Yeah, cups of cordial.
But they were cold. And when you had that glass, that cup of cold cordial when you were dying in the cinema, because it was a double feature.
Yeah.
You'd see Jaws and Deliverance, for example.
Deliverance. Good movie for the kids.
I did see Deliverance there, and it was R-rated. Geez, that's a good film. Still is a good film.
Ned Beatty.
We're going to make you squeal like a big boy.
Burt Reynolds.
God. And then when he gets shot. Oh, horrific. My God, it's
horrific. No.
But that cold, because cordial for mine needs cold water.
It's a summer drink. Oh, absolutely.
So you need it like at school kids would have it, and they'd have it in those plastic bottles.
Yeah.
And it kind of warmed up a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Do you want to drink it with cordial? No, thanks. No.
Raspberry cordial.
Raspberry.
Oh. It's, you know what, it's had a bit of a bad, just when I bought, we're drinking lime and sodas, which is lime cordial.
I brought you across.
Oh, I love lime.
You were drinking Coke before this.
Oh, I love Coke.
But you're off the Coke at the moment.
Not really. Hang on, are we talking about the drink or the powder? I'm trying to drink less Diet Coke, but I'm not, anyway, whatever. And Mel, the barmaid, said, you guys on the cordials, eh?
Fair enough. Okay, again, cordial.
And then she mentioned raspberry cordial. Remember raspberry cordial and the kids would go mad?
Kids went on the raspberry cordial.
Yeah.
But surely all of them would have the... But raspberry was the
choice. Raspberry had a bad name, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. Kids would go hyper.
Raspberry cordial. Oh, they've had too many raspberry cordials. It became a saying.
Were frozen drinks like Sunny Boy and Glug and...
What was the lime one? What was the lime one? Zap.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Were they cordial frozen?
Yeah, Glug. Yeah, they weren't fizzy. They were just frozen.
Yeah,
cordial.
So that's cordial.
That's cordial.
Got a fly hanging around you. Oh, one of those little flies you get around.
I love Sunny Boys.
Boys were great. So you'd suck them, and then until there was no cordial there, and there'd be a white bit of ice.
Yes.
Then you'd eat the white bit of ice.
Yes.
That's right. Then you would finish. Oh, God.
Get
a
free.
Again, this is
trying to get a free.
Yeah. You get a free one.
Oh, the best.
How good did it feel when you got a free one?
Oh, the best.
Ah.
Take it back to the kiosk.
So.
Cordial. We went through a stage, before we had kids, we drank a lot of cordial. We used to drink lemon cordial all the time with ice and.
And your sugar content was still pretty high.
Oh, yeah. 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 We stopped because I think Kira might have gone to a dentist or something, and they said, are you drinking a lot of sugar or, you know? And
oh, no, yeah, yeah.
Cordial detectives.
So this is your current family, not your...
This is when me and Kieran lived with our kids. Yeah, yeah. But our house in Mitcham with Mum and Dad, we were more lemonade, I got to say. We were more like soft drink.
I don't think we had anything.
Did you have lemon cordial? Because lemon cordial was often the one that... You go over to someone's house, they'd have brown bread and lemon cordial, and they watch the ABC. They're one of those families.
Yeah, no.
They didn't have lime cordial because the mums went, nah, lime's too far out. Just lemon for your kids.
I remember Colin Seary came over one day, and we didn't have any lemonade or cordial. We had dry ginger. And he went, what? Dry ginger would have been for mum's mixed drinks, wouldn't
it? Yes. Yeah. It's a great drink, but it is not...
Scotch, what would you have with dry ginger?
God, I had a dry ginger the other night in this pub, and this woman said, was it here? Jim Beam. You have Jim Beam and dry ginger, apparently. There we go.
Oh, that's a notorious drink, isn't it?
But what about that... Remember that drink? Remember Tang? It was like orange powder. And
What would you do? Because did Marty Shegold used to do a routine about it?
Yeah, about Tang, yeah.
And so hang on, what did you put into a glass of water?
And it was just like an orange powdered drink.
I mean, there was, go on.
And what about the one that used to fizz up and we used to drink that too?
Eno?
No,
it was one that was, Eno was for your stomach when you were bilious.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was one that Mum used to give us occasionally.
Wham or Z?
I can't remember what it was called. And you can still get it. I looked it up the other day. It was like orangey, lemony flavour.
And it made your eyes water, didn't it?
I think it was meant if you were ill, but we used to drink it like it was like a drink.
Well, Eno was...
No, that's not good. No, that's not...
But it worked.
Like a Barocca.
Yeah, Barocca, that's right.
Oof.
Basically, they have taken fruit, moshed it up, thrown in some sugar, and...
That's it. Cordial.
And it's like a... Not a puree, but a...
Yeah, it's like a syrup. Like a puree. In America, they call it squash.
Yeah. And it's quite, the consistency is much more than thicker than a normal drink.
Yeah. Well, let's do gorillas. I think we've covered off cordial. Cordial's still great. Cordial was big when we were growing up, I reckon. But I still reckon it's kind of slightly popular.
I just remember we had cordial at home for a while there. We found this. Must have been. You can get cordial at the market.
Oh yeah, I bought some from some guy. It was great.
At the markets now, they've got your
boutique.
Cordial.
It's good too.
It's really good. The lemon one is really good, and it's not cheap.
No,
but you chuck it in with a bit of soda and a bit of vodka, and apparently, blows you.
All right, love cordial.
Anyway, giving a nod to the updated version.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Because you know what? We didn't have sports drinks when we were growing up. We didn't have Gatorade.
Apparently, sports drinks aren't that great for you anyway.
Nah.
They're full of whatever it's made from.
Salt and sugar.
They analyzed sweat. And said, let's make a drink out of this.
Well, if you're going to buy a bright blue bottle of stuff, that's not going to be great.
It can't be good. who was the number one maker of cordial?
Cotties?
I reckon. And what was the jingle? Best.
My dad picks the fruit.
Those two cotties. That makes the cordial that I like best. You know why that jingle works?
Why?
Because of the pauses.
Oh.
My dad picks the fruit. Pause.
Do you want to hear my joke?
Yeah.
I used to do this in stand-up. My dad picks the fruit because he left school in year 9. And and we don't see him much. He's often in Mildura. But, yeah, he's picking the fruit. I should bring that back.
I reckon that would be good think music. Not now.
Yes.
Later. Because that got stuck in people's heads.
Oh, it's a great jingle.
Well, the little kids were marching through the fields. Marching through the fields.
I'm going to have some cordial right now.
Don't slip it.
Yeah, all right. So, gorillas. Gorilla Magilla.
Gorilla. What are they? 98%. They have 98% DNA of humans.
Right. 98?
So
the 2% they're missing is the talking bit.
Yeah, and they're ripping the face off, as Jeff Stilson says. So really? we are 2% away from ripping people's faces off.
Oh my God.
And having a shit and then throwing it at people.
Are they the most advanced primate? Like,
having said that, I had a neighbour that used to
do that.
Hey!
Are they the most advanced?
Stop it over the fence!
Hey,
stop
it! Are they the most advanced primate? Apart from, like, do they sit above orangutans? And
orangutans are pretty smart.
Yeah. What about baboons?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. And then you got your monkeys, you got your chimpanzees, you got
your... There's a whole lot of them, aren't there?
There's a whole family. It's like, you know, a whole lot of relatives, you know.
Can you do a...
when they got scared, they go...
It's like a kookaburra. We were talking about Planet of the Apes last night, actually. Have you seen those new Planet of the Apes movies?
No.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Planet of the Apes. Oh, didn't remember that. Wasn't that a book at school?
Planet of the Apes was a movie with Charlton Heston in it.
Oh, I'm thinking of...
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of all the boys going to live on the island. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
Kill
the
pig.
Lord of the Flies.
Bash him in, sorry.
Piggy, that's Lord of the Flies.
You know.
But similar era.
Private school kids on an island. That's similar.
Similar era.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. Well,
anyway, they're great movies. But there's gorillas in that, I think. Well, who's the woman who lived with the gorillas?
All their faces are a bit rubber. You look at their face going, is their face still rubber?
No, they're much more advanced. They look like proper monkeys and gorillas. Get the fly.
Yeah.
Who was the woman who lived with the gorillas?
Diane Fossey.
Oh, you're good. That was amazing, that.
Diane Fossey. And what happened to Diane Fossey?
You got killed by a gorilla?
Close, killed by, well, they,
oh, poachers.
She was murdered.
That's right. And is that the movie Gorillas in the Mist?
Yes, starring.
Who is that?
Alien.
Oh, yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who else?
No, a few gorillas.
G'day, mate, here you go. Brian Brown.
Oh, Brian Brown's in Gorillas in the Mist.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right, okay. No, let's go with it.
Yeah. And that was the life of Diane Fossey, who was protecting the gorillas from poaching.
Yes.
Why were they poaching them?
What do they get out of them?
They're getting yeah.
Kind of desperate, I suppose.
Or maybe were they taking them to give it people, gorillas, to to, you know, to have in their home, like Michael Jackson had a
Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles still alive.
What have you got? You've got your Eastern and your Western, I think. And the ones that live in the mountains are the ones that are endangered, I think. From what
really?
I remember. Yeah.
Do they get along, the Eastern and the Westerns, or they fight?
I don't know. You know who? Hey, maybe we can.
Hey,
we'll
keep I don't think gorillas eat hay.
No.
Are they carnivores?
Jane Kennedy.
Oh, she went to see the gorillas.
Why don't we call? We'll talk about it for a minute.
We'll try and call her. She went with one of her sons who was obsessed by gorillas, I think.
What a wonderful thing to do.
When she was doing radio, I remember talking to her briefly about it.
How long is it? A few years ago now.
Yeah, what, a few years ago now.
Okay, well, we're going to ring her in a minute.
So do you reckon when she walked and saw the first gorilla, she just went, wow, this is like working with Mick Molloy. Woo!
Save that.
Woo!
I reckon that she'd open it.
She'd like that.
And if she saw me, she'd go, look at that old silverback.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. They're very big on the families, aren't they?
Are they? I've got to say, my knowledge of gorillas is not great. Not great.
I'm relying
on you to inform me.
All
I know is that they live in the mountain. They hang off trees.
They eat bananas and they go, woo, woo, ah, yeah.
But then I get them mixed up with...
They are so strong.
Oh, are they?
I mean, seriously, they could pull your head off.
Oh, God. And they always look depressed in the zoo. They never look happy.
I'm not a big zoo guy. Meaning, I don't understand what zoos are.
Well, the zoos... toe the line that they're protecting the animals because they're in danger in the bush. That's the line.
But surely, if you want to see that, my theory is if you want to see those animals, go and see where they're in their natural environment.
Not, yeah, but obviously
put
zoos,
them in a cage. It's so sad.
Yeah, well, zoos were created in a time when you couldn't travel easily, so they would bring animals to Europe and stuff.
I still don't understand. I mean, it's not all about if they had medical issues. I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're buying them and bringing them in, going, look, we've got two giraffes who don't get to run free anymore. Just get to stand there and eat a tree.
I know.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Anyway, I'm sure there are people who are zoologists out there yelling at the podcast, going, "You idiot! Don't you realize that this is what
they're helping them?
They're doing research."
Research on the gorillas.
So
what, the gorillas live in a... They seem to... Is that a whole extended family, is it? What's going on?
I think it's very
there?
Family orientated. Yeah, right. Yeah. I think that, it's like tribes, I suppose.
Yeah, like a tribe.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the same sort of thing. So I don't know what else... How long do they live? They probably live till about same age, 40 years, 50
wow.
years.
Wow. And they always seem to be black, don't they? Blacky, browny gorillas. Are there any different colours? They come in different colours?
Well, I saw one once.
You saw a gorilla. I saw it at the zoo.
I'm trying to work out how to do this joke. Yeah, I saw one once at walking around at Disneyland.
Oh, you saw a gorilla at Disneyland.
You know, what's that joke about? Is there a joke about dressing up as a gorilla?
Yeah.
Now, there's a joke about dressing up as a cow.
No.
You know that joke with the guys have been in a fancy dress, dressed up as a cow, and they're walking home. They go through the field.
Oh, the bull runs up.
Yeah.
And what happens?
Well, he goes, we'll put the outfit back on, and the bull looks really horny. We'll put the outfit back on, and the guy goes, the guy with the head on goes, I'll chew grass, you brace yourself. sorry.
Classic.
Yeah.
Remember Gorilla Grahams?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Where you dress up as a gorilla and then deliver a happy birthday to Glenn.
Yeah, that was quite a thing for a while.
Yeah, it was in the 70s and the 80s. You'd be at a 21st and a gorilla gram would turn up.
Because, I mean, if you go to a TV like the ABC, I'm sure...
Gorilla outfit.
They'd have a gorilla outfit. I mean, they said, we're going to have a gorilla walk. Have you seen that thing where they do it on stage where they go, I want you to watch the bouncing ball on stage or whatever it is, how many people are dancing around on stage and what they do, a gorilla walks out in the background? But because you're so fixated on what's happening on stage, you don't see the gorilla.
No.
How many people saw the gorilla? And like 90% of people wouldn't have seen the gorilla.
Wow.
But if you opened up your peripheral, you would see the gorilla. Right. It's one of those shows, one of those science shows.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Well, why don't we talk to Jane then? She's
there's
around.
A lot of gaps in our knowledge.
There are a lot of gaps in our knowledge.
I reckon Jane would be have you got her number?
Oh, I do have a number, actually.
I've got a number as well.
I think because I did radio with her for a long time.
Did you?
Well, no, I used to be a guest on Malloy Kennedy. As you were too.
Yeah, I was too.
She was great on the radio.
Yeah, she was fantastic. She's a nice person, such a wonderful history. Yeah. And I don't know which son it was. But
I don't know.
We'll find out. Yeah, no, you call it.
No, you call her. Oh, wow. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Jane, Glenn Robbins,
yes?
Dave O'Neill, I know it's creepy. It's weird.
Two old guys ringing. It's a little bit creepy.
Yeah,
not that creepy. Well, apparently, people don't ring anymore. They text. That's what my kids tell me.
Yeah, but we have to explain to Jane what we're doing.
No, you're going.
Okay.
Yeah, because Dave and I do a podcast together.
And I know that. I like your podcast very much.
Oh, that's good. Well, you're going to be. Well, if you don't mind, you're about to be on it.
Crikey.
And then you'll never work out why, though.
No, unless it's something from my past.
Yeah, because we ring people when they've got a certain expertise in areas. Like we rang Sam Pang about Dim Sims, which was slightly racist.
It sounds extremely racist and cliche, but does he like Dim Sims?
He does. He loves them.
Well, he knows the
Well,
the
who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't? And would you like the South Melbourne Dim Sim?
I love a South Melbourne gin sim, but I love the steamed though.
Oh yeah, same
they
here.
They do both.
Yeah, and would you eat it with Dave eats them out of the back. I reckon do you think it's a knife and fork dish?
Are you on drugs?
Yeah.
What? So I'm wrong.
It's a pick it with your fingers while it's hot out of the bag.
Yeah. Oh well, see, we have them at the golf club.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we have them at the golf club.
Pardon me, your worship.
And you can get steamed or fried, and I haven't with it. I've got to say, don't knock until you've tried it, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're not ringing you about Dim Sims.
No, we're not.
We've been talking about gorillas. And
We're gorillas and cordial. They're somehow related. And we both remembered on air that you're Diane Fossey.
I'm literally Diane Fossey. I am.
You went there a couple of years ago with one of your sons. He was obsessed by gorillas, wasn't he? You love gorillas, is that right?
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. I think it was me who was obsessed with gorillas. and it conveniently turned into, but I think our son Max is so obsessed with gorillas, I should go. And it was encouraged very much by Rob Sitch, who is the father of said child.
Yes.
because he said, I have a feeling that it might not be as easy to do in future years. And annoyingly, he was correct because COVID has meant that they haven't been able to do these tours because it is so dangerous for the gorillas to get COVID because they are struck the same as us.
Of course.
Gorillas get COVID. Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
And where'd you go? Was it Rwanda? Uganda or Rwanda?
Uganda we went. We had the yellow fever vaccinations and there was a lot of the guy who organised the trip for us for the safari, there's a lot of warnings involved when you go to Uganda as a woman and a young son. There was many plane trips to get there and, you know, Entebbe as the capital and an airport in Uganda has a bit of a checkered past.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dear.
There's a few dictatorships, you know.
Idi Amin. Yeah, of course.
Idi Amin and all that. But, we did go there, and it's the most incredible, memorable experience I've ever had in my life, I have to say.
Wow. And so how up close do you get to the gorillas?
Like... Well, literally less than a metre.
Oh.
And we're lying down. You've got to be silent. And the one issue was, look, I'm not the fittest chick in the world.
Oh, nor are we. Oh, Glenn is, but I'm not. I get,
Glenn's fit.
Yeah, Glenn's fit.
Sorry, Dave. I could take him on.
Yeah.
Let's go swinging the trees for a while, guys. Come on.
So you had to hike to get there or?
Yeah, like that was not cool. That was like, I think round trip it was like a 19-kilometre hike.
Oh.
I'm not fit and really, it really nearly did me in. But once you got there, you forgot all that pain. But you were lying down on the, like Diane Fossey, so close, watching them, you could see the glistening fur of the gorilla, like it looked like freshly shampooed, shiny hair on this massive male gorilla. It was extraordinary.
How many were there, you reckon?
There was. So they have quite a lot of it. It's called the Bwindi Impenetrable Forest, which is fairly accurate description.
But it's an upper mountain, yeah? Is it in a like a big forest, or are you up against it?
Were
there titsy flies and noises like, you know?
It's pissing down with rain, and then it's hot and sunny. Rain, sun, it's like nonstop. You have to wear gardening gloves because you have to – they have these poor guys that – rangers that go with you. There's only four civilians, me and Max and another couple that went. And you go with nine rangers with rifles because apparently there's wild elephants in the forest that will kill you.
Wow.
So they're armed. And Max thought that was pretty exciting. I was a little nervous because it's a bit slippery that a rifle might go off.
Yes.
But you go in and you have to have these gloves because they're literally slashing a path for you to go forward.
Wow.
And, you either get cut up and you've got to have all these, the equipment's pretty full on.
What were the gorillas doing when you saw them? What do they do?
You asked how many. Like, so maybe there was a family of about 14.
Right.
Babies, mothers, only one bloke, because he's the ruler, you see. So they're all chicks and babies, and there's only one gorilla.
Sounds good.
And then it's very misogynistic, actually.
And did they say, go and lie in that bit there? Just lie there? And then,
yes.
And then do they leave you? Or are they so?
They leave you.
And what's the worst that could happen, though? Could they...
They could get agitated if you sort of stood up and wanted to sort of take a selfie with one, I guess.
Could you take photos?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, right.
We took heaps of photos, but, you know, on silent, your phone.
Of course.
And, but they're herbivores.
I did ask Glenn that. Yeah, they're herbivores, right.
So were they eating bananas?
Vegetarians.
Yeah. Well, they just eat grass, a whole shit ton of it, really. It's incredible to see how muscly of it. It's a real great sign, very positive for any vegans or vegetarians in the world.
So how big are they? Are they bigger than a human?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, you know, I'm trying to think of an AFL footballer size. Like they're Tony Lockett in his heyday size.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, right.
Big.
You know, they're very, very nuggety and... so handsome.
Oh, really?
So handsome. Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, if I was hard up, Tarzan Jane, who knows?
Oh, yeah, the right name.
If you ever become single,
I'd crack on to a gorilla.
I know a couple of guys that look a bit like that, so I can normalize if anything, you know, it doesn't work out for you.
Hey, Jane, we were talking about poaching. Why do they get poached? What's it?
Oh, it's terrible. It's just so horrible. They, there's such poverty in the area, and you'd think that tourism and people wanting to go and see the gorillas would help out, but no, they poach. They literally, I'm sorry to say, they cut off their hands and they turn them into like ashtrays.
Oh,
it's absolutely. It's absolutely hideous.
Is it for the meat? Yeah. Is it for the meat or
no? It's literally for the body parts. To you know, there's a lot of nutty stuff that goes on with elephant tusks and it all gets down to virility and crazy things like that, which we try and fight against. That we say no, I don't think you'll become more virile if you have some shavings of elephant tusk in your beer at night. So it's a bit like that. And they're worried the poaching's coming back because they haven't been able to have tourists going because of COVID. So it's a bit of a concern. Now, what's with cordial?
There's some connection with cordial and gorillas.
Our helper, Sam, she's found this.
We
don't know. But, I mean, if you want to have a crack, did anything happen over there? Anything come up on your radar? Nothing?
About cordial?
Yeah.
I seem to remember, was there an advertising campaign to do with a gorilla?
Maybe that's it.
I have a feeling it's to do with that.
How long did you spend with the gorilla? So did you go several times or just the once to look at them?
It's just the one because it's such a schlep to get in there.
Yeah.
Spent 4 hours with them and we had lunch while we were there in our backpacks. But I was just such a baby by the end. I literally was begging the rangers to carry me up the hill. And my son was saying, Mom, this is embarrassing.
How did your son enjoy it? Did he love it?
Oh, it was gobsmacked. I mean, it's you know, you can't get that joy off YouTube,
no,
can you?
No.
It's nothing better than seeing an animal in its natural environment.
I know.
Like I agree, Glennie. Yeah. And like, I've done so many safaris, I'm into it, but not everyone's into it. I get that. But seeing a giraffe in the wild, pretty freaky, I have to say. They're incredible.
As compared to a cage where you just feel for their daily plight of it's horrible.
I'm very torn between zoos and everything, but I do understand it's helpful with research and
that's
things
what
like
I was
that.
Saying.
And they're getting so much better. They're much better than they
used to be.
Yeah,
they used to be. Mm. Oh, well, that's awesome. Thanks, Jane.
Would you go back? You wouldn't go back. Would you go back?
Well, if they could chopper me in, I'm a celebrity, get me out of this. Then I'd consider. But I think it's a so special one-off.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
I tell you, I saw the chimpanzees, and they're nasty bastards. So I'd stay away from them.
Okay.
They're carnivorous, and they'll eat your face off.
They will.
So stay away from them.
Yeah. Wow, do they fight the gorillas? Do they fight amongst the primates, or...?
The gorillas only fight to the death for the males to take over the pack. So it's, you know, a circle of life, Dave.
Oh, gosh.
Was there a warning word or something? Did they have a word that, you know, like...
A safety word.
A safe word, yeah.
Yeah, it was, fuck, run!
Oh, funny. Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
You're welcome. Anytime you need some animal, you know, you can have your Dr. Chris Brown, but I'm the next best
and
thing.
If I go out somewhere to a nice restaurant and you're sitting down at a table with a gorilla-looking bloke, I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going, it was always on the cards. You heard it
You
first.
Never know.
You never know.
I like her suit, man. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jane. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Wow, she's really brave.
Yeah, that's
to walk in that far.
Oh God!
To do that, should we be a meter away?
Yeah, not far at all. And like, you know, like she was saying, just being in that part of the world, it's dangerous enough. So you got eight guys with rifles standing around. Well, there were nine of them.
And she had lunch. I wonder what she had for lunch.
Yeah, I know. That's
you wouldn't want to pull out a banana. No. Hey kids!
Hey!
Look at that. They got a banana over there.
Throw your bloody rap at them.
Hey, you're Jane Kennedy off the TV.
All right, so...
So...
Let's have some thinking music.
Yeah, now we have thinking music because we will decide what is the connection between...
Okay, let's hear the ad.
Yeah, and listen for my
dad picks the fruit.
Pause. That makes the cordial. Pause.
That I like best.
It's the pause that gets you in. Have a listen.
That's great.
My dad picks the fruit that goes through bodies to make the cordial. That I like best.
Kids deserve Cotties cordials. Cotties, with the great taste of 25% fruit juice.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. Was I right or was I right?
You were right.
I was
again.
Right. The pause is undervalued.
Pauses are good, man.
Pauses. I mean, Richie Beno was great at the pause.
Wow.
Yeah. Top shot that. Yes. because when bad things happen and you just have clear air, the gravity and the pause in the song. Are there any famous songs with big pauses in them?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, let me think about that. There are, there's some where you're thinking, is that coming back? Like, you know, and then it stops.
Yeah.
And then it starts again. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of me. You want to have a crack? Oh, no.
Cordial. I think cordial. No, cordial in gorillas. No, you go.
Okay. This is really hard. I reckon the only thing that Diane Fossey, okay, this could be true. That she took some cordial in there and the gorillas liked it and she realised when the gorillas had the cordial, they were more jovial. So
jovial?
Well, they were more friendly after a bit of a cordial, as we all are after a nice glass of icy cold
cordial.
Or what was your 50-50, as you called it?
50-50.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say I reckon they've worked out that cordial...
It's not made from gorillas. Don't say that.
No, not made from gorillas. Is the one drink that, I don't know, that gorillas like.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I wasn't listening. I was trying to think of my own answer. Oh, well, Sam, what is the answer?
The gorillas at London Zoo are given cordial and cool fruit tea to drink. Kumbuka, a western loll and silverback, made an opportunistic exit through unlocked doors. London Zoo added, the zoo said the gorilla got into a secure keeper's area on discovery of the security flaw. He escaped after drinking 5L of blackcurrant cordial.
Oh,
it's a sugar hit, isn't it? Is that what's happening?
I love Kumbuka, what his name was. He had 5 litres.
5 litres.
All right, this is it.
Well, they're like kids, like we say, with the red cordial, you know. Well, he was all fired up.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
He's, what did they say in the movie? He drank the Kool-Aid?
He drank the Kool-Aid.
What's Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid's like cordial. It's powdered cordial.
And? Meaning that you've been to the other side and you've tasted the good stuff? Is that what
it
means?
No. It's from Jim Jones Massacre.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so you know Jim Jones was a cult leader and he set up in the South American jungle because it was getting too much heat in America.
Oh, I like this,
And then he gave, it's got a bad ending. Oh. And then he gave Kool-Aid to his cult followers and it was all... He poisoned it and killed them all.
Like, so what does it mean then?
When you've drank the Kool-Aid means you've taken in the cult beliefs.
Oh, meaning you're one of them. Yeah, you're no longer one of us. Yeah, you're one of them.
So if you turn up and you start going on, hey, Dave, you know what you really got to get into? You got to get into, Hare Krishna's because I have done a course in Hare Krishna, Buddhism or something like that. And people just go, he's drank the Kool-Aid, hasn't he? He's drank the Kool-Aid. So you've taken in all the, when people start... Anyone who's done any of those courses or has joined a cult religion and they start, I don't want to mention
drunk
it again,
the Kool-Aid.
But like anti-vaxxers, they drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, okay.
But in fact, what Jim Jones fed to his followers wasn't Kool-Aid. It was a cheap knockoff called Flavor-Aid.
And what did
it was
it
a generic brand.
What did it do to them?
No, he mixed it with poison and it killed them.
But that's not, I don't understand. Drinking the Kool-Aid's bad.
Drinking the Kool-Aid's bad. But see, they would do... It means people would do anything to follow their leader's beliefs. That's what it means.
Oh, okay.
So he's going, hey, guys, we're all going to gather around. We're going to drink some Kool-Aid.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, if he says so, yeah, that's the right thing to do. When a few people just went, I reckon, what do you reckon's going on here? Do you reckon he's poisoning us? Or you know what I mean? Like,
so he's listening to this podcast, drinking the Kool-Aid.
If you're drinking the Kool-Aid, well, you know, he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Because... I don't know whether people realise this, but we have a track that runs underneath this that hypnotises you.
It makes you give money.
It makes you sign up on Facebook and give out your
credit
money.
Card.
Yeah. And don't worry, it's okay.
It's only $1 a week.
It's $1 a week.
It's only $50 a year.
And you know.
It's cheap.
So if you are inclined, you're feeling like you need to give money to Somehow Related Foundation. It's a foundation.
It's for charity.
Yeah,
for
drink
us.
Drink that Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid,
and we can go and have our trip.
Yeah, where are we going? To see the gorillas, of course.
See the gorillas.
It's gonna be hard for me to break that to the family.
So
but anyway.
if you went on that trip, which you can now, can you go again now?
No, but surely soon you can.
And you had some cordial with you. I reckon they'd smell it.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Dave and Glenn? Dave thought it would be funny
to bring his cool,
and he brought it in like a school bottle. And what happened? Pulled his head off.
Yeah, the gorilla.
And Glenn got his legs pulled off. And
they're one human.
Dave's just a body without it. Yeah, and Glenn does Uncle Arthur with no legs, which is not coming down.
God.